Fumio Kishida is the new chief of Japan's governing Liberal Democratic Party. He's also set to become prime minister, as his party and coalition partner control the houses of parliament. It's the second time the former foreign minister has run for the leadership, after competing against outgoing Premier Yoshihide Suga last year. In his acceptance speech, Kishida promised to lead the party to success in next month's general election.
I want to firmly show a reborn Liberal Democratic Party to the Japanese citizens and urge them to support us. From today, I will, with all my energy, get straight to work. Party members around the country and members of parliament, please work with me.
A first-round vote had failed to produce a majority winner, and two female contenders dropped out of the race. In a runoff, Kishida faced Taro Kono, an outspoken minister in charge of Japan's COVID-19 vaccine rollout who'd been ahead in opinion polls. But widely regarded as a safe pair of hands, Kishida had the support of lawmakers and beat his rival by 257 votes to 170. Analysts say Kishida's rise to the premiership is unlikely to affect defense and international relations. He supports close ties with Western democracies to counter China's growing influence in the region. On the economy, Kishida has pledged to spend big on a stimulus package and emphasized the need to distribute more wealth to households. But first, he faces a difficult challenge, a general election that has to be held by November.
What I expect to see is something ambitious, like a very large stimulus package dedicated to pandemic management and the health system in general. Although, of course, nothing is really going to be implemented. There's going to be no evidence of success in time for the election. So to a large extent, Kishida is going to be selling hope and asking the electorate to trust him rather than demonstrating any concrete results there.
Kishida may be seen as a stable choice, but some analysts say his bland image may work against him in the upcoming polls. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.